Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's smart, are we?
Oh, yeah.
We lasted, are we?
No, we can't because we're...
Yo, people, what's going on? Welcome back to Uncensored. Myself, Joel Smith, stood here outside Old Trafford. It's looking lovely today. Blue skies, the sun's out. It's almost like we didn't get battered by City.
Yeah. Well, we can pretend because we're here. The game didn't take place here. So technically, we're on sort of safe ground. That's why we've come here, isn't it?
We're on safe ground. Joel, what's the title of this video today?
We're going to be looking at how we can catch Man City. And it pains me to say it. And it's a shame that that's the target, that's the aim. But United, we saw yesterday, that gap is massive. Unfortunately, the gap is massive. And we need to close it down. And I think there's 5 and 4 different ways
to close
that gap.
You know how we stole Omar Berardo? Is this just a list of people to steal?
Well, that's one of them. That is one of them. So we're going to go through a few different things. We're going to go through player recruitment, what Ineos need to do, how we can shift the mentality at the club, and potential clear out of players as well. Because it's not just one thing. I think getting a new striker isn't going to fix it.
Not one thing, it's your mother.
If it's not one thing, it's another. Exactly. So let's start with player recruitment. What positions do United need to sign in the summer?
Who would be our mother in this situation, Manchester United situation?
Our sort of collective mother. Yeah, I think it's probably Ratcliffe, isn't it?
Or is like...
He's our stepmom, isn't he? Because he's sort of coming later on.
Stepdaddy.
Yeah, stepdaddy Ratcliffe is the one who's coming.
He's got money. He's got more money than daddy.
He's got... Fuck dad. I like stepdad now. Because he's got real cash.
He drives a Merc.
He drives a Mercedes. Yeah, we've got stepdaddy Ratcliffe in.
Can we start calling people daddy? Yeah.
I think we probably should. Stepdaddy, I think, takes it a notch down, but it's definitely still in the parameters of unacceptable. Let's start with player recruitment. We don't need to go into personnel in particular. You know, some 11-year-old from Udinese that United need to sign.
Have you seen him? He's good.
He's unbelievable.
Class. I think we should sign him.
Daddy's going to love him. But what positions, we're going through the squad, what positions do United need to improve on?
Well, one of the things, like, when we talk about player recruitment, especially when we look at Man City, they have... In certain positions at certain times, they've had a higher turnover of players because they get players in and they're not the right players.
Yeah.
And they just quickly... And that's one of the things that... Before we get to like specific positions, like one of the things that you hear about with Omar Berardo is he gives people like a year or two max to
and,
prove
and
themselves.
And Ratcliffe said
United,
the same thing.
That would have been what we've needed over the last few years and you know, a few players that we've needed to get rid of. Like, we was having this chat with Rory on the club, and I think he probably comes from it from the right angle, whereas I have a little bit more of a sympathetic view on him. But he was talking about Lindelof, and look, he was playing out of position in the derby, so, you know, granted, give him a bit of slack for that. But he was like, how is he still there?
Yeah.
Like, how is Victor Lindelof still there? And it shows you, look, even at the end of the season, if we had to do a thing and go, right, who should stay, who should go, I'd say keep Lindelof.
Yeah.
Which maybe I'll become part of the problem.
Yeah,
but it's like, it is true. Like, how have we had this... Like all these problems defensively, all this, that, and the other, and somehow players, maybe not Lindelof's the right one, but players just managed to survive. So I think recruitment starts with being able to spot players that aren't going to be a success, getting rid of them at the right time, maybe when they still have a little bit of resale value. In terms of positions, I just think everywhere.
Yeah.
Just it sounds mental. We need a goalie.
Yeah.
I know Onana's been good in the league and he looked a lot better against City despite the second goal.
Yeah.
But we need competition at the very least.
Yeah.
So you can look at a goalie. You look at defensive positions. All right, Diogo Dalot, I think's come of age this season and he's growing into the fullback that we want him to be. But we still need competition for him. Is Aaron Wan-Bissaka going to stay?
No, I don't think he is.
So you've got that. You've got centre-back where we see, again, I thought they were all right, particularly in the first half. Varane and Evans.
Yeah. Like, neither of them are here in 5 years. Neither of them are going to be here in 2 years. Yeah.
So
they need replacing.
We clearly, if not replacing them, like I don't think Evans will be playing as many games next season.
Yeah.
Maybe Varane still sticks about. I don't know. I don't mind that. But we need a whole
but
batch
also, of
centre-backs.
On the centre-back thing, like you said about City, you get a year. City buy a new centre-back, a new expensive, shiny centre-back every single year.
When
they got Guardiola, they got Akanji, they got Ake, they've got Diaz, they got Laporte. He's already gone.
It's easy to bring players into a winning environment. But also, when we bought Lindelof, didn't they buy Otamendi?
Not sure.
A similar time.
It was certainly around
we were linked
that same
with Otamendi,
time.
Weren't we?
It was certainly around that time. I think maybe it was slightly after
Just
when we got
think
Lindelof.
Think about that. Otamendi's probably been to 2 clubs since City.
Yeah, well, even Laporte, who was like touted as one of the best centre backs in the league. He had a year where he wasn't quite at it, and he's gone. But you get money for him, and you get, you know, that sort of quick turnover of players means they hold their value as well.
I don't like a quick turnover in players, but when players aren't working, you need to change something.
But they've stuck with certain people. Like you look at their back line. Walker's been there for donkey's years. Diaz, I think, is in his fifth season as well. They stick with people
who are good.
What
about left back? Because left backs are straight. We've had two chronically injured players this season.
Yeah,
Malacia and Shaw.
Yeah.
We need, like, so we've gone through the defence and we already, like, we need about seven players.
Yeah.
Already. You get to the midfield, we need to change up that.
Yeah.
McTominay isn't the future of our midfield.
No.
Casemiro isn't.
No.
Eriksen isn't.
No. Just age-wise, them two, if nothing else.
3-4 already.
Yeah.
You know, we need support around Kobbie Mainoo. He can't be the main man at 18 years old in our midfield. Just can't be the case. Obviously, Bruno Fernandes is someone that you want to stick around, but again, he's got... You know, we need a team around him.
Yeah, we do.
That doesn't lead him to being stressed out all the time doing stupid things.
You need a team around him that he trusts as well. Because I think when you've got him just being the only one that can provide anything, he thinks he has to provide everything.
Mm.
And that's when you see... So, like, the standard of football in England, or just in Europe, is too high for one man to be the only one getting assists. Mm. And I think at times he thinks, I've got to do everything here. Mm. Because Anthony's not going to get an assist. Rashford's not going to get an assist. You know, the rest of the midfield aren't. The striker isn't. I'll have to do it.
Especially when we don't have a midfield. Like, you know, when... If Casemiro and Kobbie Mainoo aren't playing, he drops all the way deep all the time. And he feels like, I think that's a symptom of just bad selection in terms of players that we have available. I felt sorry for the manager against City as well, because you looked at the bench and it was like, what changes
can
you
make?
There's
nothing there, was
there? There's nothing. No. And then you look at the forward line, Rasmus Højlund, amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
But we need a striker or two behind him.
Yeah.
Left wing, right wing. Maybe if we sorted out the right wing position and the striker position, we'd have Rashford and Garnacho on the left, and you'd probably go, we don't need a left winger.
That's true.
But
we certainly need a striker and at least one right
winger.
Maybe
two. We need players. So you're looking at that. It's not going to be a one transfer window thing.
No, it's not. And also, I think another thing that's been shown up this season is when we talk about how crucial Luke Shaw is, how crucial Martinez is at centre-back, we don't have any options that are anything like them when they're injured. Even if Malassi was fit, even if every United centre-back was fit except Martinez, no one is even 60% as good at him as carrying the ball out, as winning the ball high up the pitch. We need other players as good as Martinez.
See, that's where we struggle as well. Like, because our recruitment's been so poor in terms of just absolute shoddiness, in terms of, like, we change managers so much, we change style of player that we want to target so much. And then you look at, like, the different defenders that are coming in, no one's like Martinez.
No.
Because we haven't followed a pattern of, you know, buying the same kind of players or the same style of players. So, again, that comes down to recruitment, being able to buy replacements.
And having a consistent vision over a number of years, and rather than just going, you're the new manager, here's all the keys to the city. Oh, you know, I want to get rid of all the last last manager's players and bring in this new style. We can't keep doing that every 2 years. That's one thing if Ten Hag, and we'll get onto sort of any changes that Ineos might make. But if Ineos do get rid of Ten Hag, the one thing we can't do is get a manager that's radically different again. Mm. Oh, Conte is available. Let's go with that style of play. We have someone that wants a high press, wants attacking football, things that we're not seeing that much from Ten Hag, but clearly are his philosophies if you drill into it. We need to be more consistent so Martinez works for the next manager, because there's a lot of managers in the world who would get rid of Martinez first thing, and we can't afford to do that flip-flopping between styles all the time. So to answer the first question, we need reinforcements pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Right, Ineos is the next one. We just mentioned it there, some of the jobs that they're going to have to deal with. One of them is looking at the manager. One of them is bringing in sporting directors, heads of recruitment, that sort of thing. Above the manager's head, including his role, what do you think are the crucial things that we need to see from Ineos to catch the top boys at the minute?
I think they've started to do it already, haven't they? When you look at, like, Dan Ashworth's been targeted.
Yeah.
You've got, obviously, the Baradas that have come in. You've got all these different people that are coming into different positions. And what's crazy to me is, only one of them is a replacement for John Murto.
Yeah.
Is it John Murto we replaced?
Richard Arnold has been replaced.
Sorry, Richard Arnold.
John Murto's still there.
Yeah, Richard Arnold's the only one that's been replaced. Yeah. And a lot of these people are coming into new roles.
I know.
So that shows you exactly, like, Man United didn't even need to replace people, because we weren't even thinking about having these roles filled, which shows you probably how far behind everywhere else we are.
Yeah.
Says it all, innit?
It is mad that. Like, yeah, I was saying this the other day, like, Richard Arnold is the only person who's been replaced so far. So we've got two new people on the board. We're getting Dan Ashworth in as a sporting director. It looks like we're going to get head of recruitment. And as far as we know so far, They are literally just new jobs that everyone, most of the top clubs have, and we've basically had manager, CEO, owners as the as the through line to making decisions.
And one of them was an accountant running about.
Yeah, it's just
he didn't have any football expertise.
No. Do you think they're gonna? Obviously, part of their purview is who's the manager of Man United.
Purview.
It's a lovely word, isn't it?
It's a great word, that.
Do you think that they're going to be... Obviously, they're looking at it. They're not, you know, pretending Ten Hag isn't a consideration.
I think that's the last place they'll get to. They will be considering it already.
Yeah.
If you look at how they've come in, they've just immediately made their pressures felt. Now, Ten Hag has worryingly been really positive after some of recent defeats, which make me feel either A, he's trying to give this, you know, this outward look of everything's positive in the dressing room and you don't need to sack me. Either he's doing that or he's been given information where they've gone, look, we know shit's not up to scratch here at the moment. Yeah. We'll get everything in order. You know, we'll leave you to focus on coaching a team. That's your job. You've got till Christmas.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. If he's been told that, I wouldn't be totally against that.
Yeah.
As long as we're getting everything else in order around him. I wouldn't be told. I like Ten Hag. I think he's gone mad a little bit. And some of the things that he does are crazy.
He's lost his head
but
a bit,
I think
hasn't he?
A lot of that is symptoms of managing Man United.
Yeah.
The old Man United. Hopefully this new Man United that we're becoming makes it easier for managers. But you just worry that has it gone too far?
My worry is that he's the right man at the wrong time. Mm. Like if we'd have hired Eric, if he'd have stayed at Ajax another season,
or if they,
we
if
hired
they
Eric Ten Hag.
Ineos came in last
Or vice versa. But let's say we'd still had Solskjaer or whatever. If we hired Ten Hag this summer, then he might be the right person to do it over the next 2 or 3 years with the right structures above him. My only worry is, has it sort of gone too far?
Yeah,
have those relationships with the squad gone too awry that he can't turn it back around now? That's my biggest
worry
with Ten Hag.
I do worry about that as well.
Yeah, me too. Right, let's move on to outs then. Clear outs, because it's not just
clear
bringing players
out,
in.
What are things in your fridge? Smash! You know that tune?
No, I don't, but I like that. It sounds like something from Dick and Dom in the Bungalow.
No. Clear out!
Not quite Dick and Dom in the Bungalow.
Smash!
Like getting like mustard and caramelised onion chutney.
Won't get none of your CDs back. All right, cool.
This podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, and they have released the greatest addition to their collection since, I don't even know, since
the 4.0?
Since the 4.0, yeah. It's the 5.0 Ultra. That includes the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the jewel in the crown of the new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, and using our code PADDOCK20, you can get 20% off and free shipping with your order. That is a hefty, hefty discount.
That's a lovely, lovely discount for some great products as well.
It's a great product.
Manscaped don't need to give a discount.
They don't need to.
People will buy them anyway.
They're as good as it gets when it comes to grooming. So they don't need this. Yeah. We need this. You need this.
Yes.
Absolutely. How do you use Manscaped?
I use it down below.
Down below?
Very, very low.
Yeah.
I have to get very, very low at times.
Too low.
But what's good about that is even when it's dark, or you know when you haven't put a fiver in an electric meter and electric goes out while you're doing your knickknacks.
Yeah.
It's got a torch on it.
Honestly, it seems like a sort of easy feature, stick an LED on it. That torch has saved my bacon. And I mean bacon.
Quite
a few times. My sausage and bacon. My full English, let's face it. I'm going around the back for
is
the
that
black
what you
pudding
call
as well.
You
know, let's just say that. Yeah? And with other things I've used in the past, I'm nicking it, I'm snicking it, I'm pulling it in like the tasseled edge of a sort of Egyptian carpet in the Hoover. Do you know what I mean? That's my ball bag getting sucked in.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore because the reduced nick technology from Manscaped. And it's not just the trimmers, the clippers. There's the brand new, of course, Lawnmower 5.0, sorry, Ultra, which has two blades. It's got the foil blade for that tight, close shave.
Foil.
And it's got your classic trimming blade as well. But it's not just that. It's their liquid formulation.
Yeah.
Deodorant,
the
moisturiser,
the shed
travel bag to carry it all in. Yeah. And of course, you get
shedding
the Manscaped boxes as well. And again, if you use our code PADDOCK20, you get 20% off and free shipping. The link is in the description. Go and click it. Have a look. It's also great for gifts. The man in your life, the man in your wife. Manscaped. Check them out.
Your balls are thank you.
You mentioned a few bits of it already, but going through the squad, who needs to go? This isn't a your shit, you've got to go. This is a who will still be here challenging for titles. We have, so we can go through it quickly, but it's all part of the bigger picture.
You're going for
picture.
A list, or am I?
Is Onana going to be here?
Onana. Why did you say his name like that? Onana.
Onana? Is
Onana.
That not, is Onana, sorry.
Onana. He's going to be here.
He is. Okay, I'm just going to go through the first play. You know.
Although, like you say, a manager could come in and not fancy him.
Yeah.
Go on.
Is Wan-Bissaka going to be here?
No.
Is Dalot going to be here?
Yes.
Is Varane going to be here?
I hope so, because we're not going to sign all those centre-backs
in one window. Okay. Is Lissandro Martinez going to be here? Is Harry Maguire going to be here?
I'm 50-50 on this one. If I say no, it's because I don't think he should be here.
Yeah.
But he could slip through the cracks again.
What, and still be here when we're winning titles and that? Challenging for titles?
I thought you meant next season.
No, no, this is when we are trying to push back to where we should be.
I thought he was on about next season.
No, no.
Fucking hell.
So you're looking at maybe two or three seasons. Is Varane here? We'll go back to that.
I wanted him to be here because I don't think we're going to change that much.
Okay.
I don't think he may not be, though. Maguire won't be.
Lindelof.
Won't be.
Okay. Johnny Evans? Please, come on.
He'll be about.
He'll still be. he'll be player coach by then.
Johnny Evans will be about. Yeah, he'll be coaching.
Tyrone Malacia?
Maybe, yeah. No.
No. Luke Shaw?
You wouldn't be surprised if Malacia ended up back at Feyenoord and cheap deal, isn't it? Unfortunately, his injuries are madness.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw.
That's a tough one for me, that.
I told you, you've got to file him alongside Martial when we speak about him.
Yeah.
All the talent in the world, incredible on their day, too many injuries, too many inconsistencies.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes or no? Will Luke Shaw still be here?
I would like him to be, but I think he'll be here next season.
Yeah.
But I think further down the road, you look at replacing him.
Okay. Casemiro, will he be here? No.
No.
Kobbie Mainoo?
Yeah.
Bruno Fernandes?
Yeah.
Christian Eriksen?
No.
Scott McTominay?
No.
Gone.
Scott could still be here.
Yeah. But what? In what capacity?
Squad.
Squad player.
But if our squad's to get better, he shouldn't be here.
Mason Mount?
A fully fit Mason Mount is a very valuable asset. Yeah. He's just not been fully fit. It's like fully fit Luke Shaw's a very valuable asset.
I think he will be. Moving on to the right wing then, Jadon Sancho. Easy. Antony.
Even Ten Hag's fed up of him.
Yeah, he is. I'm not going to get into the academy players and the younger players because I don't think it's fair to judge that. But first team signings.
Obviously, Garnacho will be here. Rashford will be here.
Yeah.
Hoyland will
be here.
You
think it's obvious that Rashford will be?
Yeah.
I know, obviously, that's your opinion on it. But do you think there's a chance that he leaves? You might not want him to, but...
It's ridiculous to even consider that for me.
Do you think?
And I think Ineos would want to keep him as part of what they're doing as well. He represents kind of like what they're doing, innit?
Yeah. Rasmus Højlund, will he still be here?
Of course he will.
Yeah. Do you think he can be the spearhead of a title winning team?
Yes. I think he's a fantastic striker.
Yeah, me too.
I was even saying it when he weren't scoring goals.
Yeah. I think we all were.
He's very good.
You can see the difference between him and some of the strikers we've had in recent seasons. And
he's young as well. Isn't he? That's what you know that Garnacho, I know the picture's become a little bit, too much has been made of it now, but that's what we should be building around, man.
Kobbie Mainoo was born after the Xbox 360 was released.
Fucking hell.
Did you know that?
It's mad that.
He didn't even see the PS2.
Oh, no. So what was it, 2006 he was born?
So 2005 or 6, yeah.
Jesus.
That's ridiculous. I think let me just double check. I've got it here.
Yeah, he's 18, isn't it?
2005.
You got all the players' birthdays in your phone.
Yeah. Garnacho was born a month. Sorry. 1 month before Wayne Rooney signed for Man United.
Fucking hell.
Kobbie Mainoo was younger than YouTube. What the fuck is that? YouTube existed before Kobbie Mainoo did. That's how young he is.
Yeah.
Finally, then, Anthony Martial.
Keep him.
You think? He'll be still here, will he?
Yeah.
If he is, I think Ineos will be out here protesting Ineos before they know what we're doing. If Anthony was still here next season,
I will be protesting. I think
they'll be protesting against Ineos. But the problem there is, you look at that squad and almost at least half of them need to
are
go.
Are injured.
Or either are injured.
Half
or need
of them
to
are
go.
Injured. Half of them need to go. And we wonder what's wrong with Erik ten Hag.
I know. And then I do think that makes a big difference. Like, you look at teams who are sort of ravaged by injury. I know Liverpool didn't have that many injuries last season, but they had plenty of injuries. And they were nowhere near top four. Like, you look at Newcastle last season, cup final, top four. Now they're struggling, you know, way down there. Even below United, and United are struggling. United have got the second most injuries in the league this season. Do you think that a lot of this season can be blamed on that, or do you think that's just an easy excuse and we need to see more?
I think a lot of it can be blamed on like lack of momentum and stuff, because every time we seem to get going, someone gets injured again. Yeah. Especially like even if you look at the start of the season, we were doing pre-season, we were playing in a certain way, you have a shed load of injuries,
yeah,
and then you lose any like momentum you want to build. Partnerships on the football pitch are important. If you look at Rashford's performances suffering, maybe that could do to do with not having a proper left back behind him for a lot of the season. You know, when he plays with Luke Shaw, he looks like a different player at times. Again, like you look at Højlund and we wonder why he took so long to get going.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have a particular front three at any point. We had Sancho and Anthony Dawson about. We had, you know, it was just chop and change. Garnacho was playing on the left sometimes. So it's difficult for them to make any relationships. You look at the midfield, how often that's changed. Again, we worry about the gaps in that sometimes. Again, I think that comes down to a lot of it's coaching. But you could say, has he even been able to get these guys on a training pitch often? Yeah. Like, you know, all together. So I do have some sympathy for him, man. We've had a lot of injuries this season and that has affected momentum. But there's been games and there's been times in games where his substitutions have been lacking. Some people complained about the derby. I don't think you could because of the bench.
No.
But I think like particularly maybe sometimes in the Champions League, you know, I think that affected things. If we're still in the Champions League, maybe we're feeling a little bit different about everything. Maybe our league form's a little bit better. So I think the injuries have been a momentum killer, but I think he has made mistakes as well. But last season, he was so good.
I know.
It's just, you just do. But then if you're going to have a whole change of dressing room and you're going to change so many numbers, maybe you don't worry about that. Or maybe he's lost too many of them. Fuck him.
Yeah. I mean, it is an odd one, isn't it? Because I've never seen a manager fall out with as many players.
Well, I don't think he's lost them, you know, because they but all seem to be running.
At the same time, I don't think he's lost the dressing room. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Like, he's obviously fallen out with Sancho. He obviously fell out with Ronaldo. We've seen rumours and reports of Varane and Casemiro, and not that they were confirmed by any means. We've seen Rashford disciplined a couple of times now, Garnacho disciplined, and yet, when I watch him play, it doesn't look like a... I mean, sometimes there's a lack of effort on an individual level, but it's not a team where you go, they've down tools here. I don't feel that.
Yeah, I don't
feel
that
at all, which is...
I don't feel that.
Maybe, I mean, probably the thing keeping him in his job at the minute, would you say?
I don't know. It's just depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's depressing. All right. Should we go?
I'm going to go.
Yeah, let's go. Thank you again to
Did we do everything? Did we do all the topics?
Been through all the topics.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot is the answer, isn't it? A few hundred million.
A lot.
Finally, new stadium. How much of a difference, not just a new stadium, whether it's a rebuild, a revamp, whatever, do you think that makes a difference? Not on the pitch necessarily, but in terms of the atmosphere and the feeling around Man United as fans, even for people who don't go to games, the idea that United are making sort of big steps as a big team rather than going, this will still be all right. This, you know, these old rusty railings will be okay.
I like it. Maybe I'm a bit selfish because I go to games and I don't mind it. I wouldn't mind seeing it revamped.
Well, they've revamped.
You are right. You are right. Something needs to be done, whether it's a new stadium or not. You could always keep this, use it as like, reduce it down, use it as academy winning stadium. So you've still got the history and that. We do need a lot of change to the stadium.
It's a symptom whether that's of a new lack stadium of ambition, or isn't it?
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Especially when you go to some of these American stadiums and stuff like that. And I'm not saying I want it to be completely sanitized down, but give me some options on something I can eat in the ground or something. You know what I mean?
Give me a slice of pizza.
Yeah, like, you know, spice it up a little bit.
A little taco and that.
Yeah, a little taco standard. That.
A little I won't mind a sriracha mayo in
Saki knocking around. Saki kebab house in Old Trafford. Little Popeye's chicken or something. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Franchise it out.
Yeah,
the Popeyes
man.
Arena, you'd love that.
Glazers would love that.
The Glazers Arena. Imagine how fast it would get burned down.
Why don't Ineos just give us Arena? $2 billion to call this the Ineos Stadium?
I don't think that'd
City
go down
away
well.
With it.
They do, but that's because City don't have any fans or stadium or bother. See you in a bit.
Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.